Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamond South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872. And tell them I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh, no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets, or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.
I know you're just starting to know me, and that's going to take some time because building trust, it always does. But I can't wait to start earning it. And that includes the players, it includes the staff, every single man, woman in this organization. But there is nothing I enjoy more than doing hard shit with good people. And these guys here, these are some really good people.
With the second pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU.
So it is the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, second out of the green room after his predecessor winning that award. Jaden Daniels is the choice of the Washington Commanders, DJ.
This has just gone from an unwatchable offensive product to must-see TV. When you put this playmaker at the helm of this offense, going to be led now by Cliff Kingsbury.
Here's Goff in trouble. Ball is out. It's recovered by the Commanders. Goff gets hit. He lost it. Armstrong's the one that sacked him and punched it out. And Frankie Louvu has it.
And a second and five. And here's Daniels back to throw. A lot of time. Going deep, has a man. It is caught. Tiami Brown beats Branch, and he's got it inside the 20. Daniels, quick throw, far side. Get it out there to McLaurin. Breaks through. Terry McLaurin. Foot race. McLaurin is going to win. Touchdown, Washington. This time Daniels going to keep it, and there's a seam. Daniels, first down, dances around in the Lions territory. Second down, they blitz again. Daniels, though, has some time. Lets it rip, floating it deep down the field, going for Brown. He's got it! A perfect throw to Tiami Brown! Wow!
Any of these sets of downs.
Oh, look at this trickery. Jamison Williams has it. Look at the throw. It goes right down the field. Intercepted! Mikey Sabersill has it. Third and 10. Four-man rush. It's Goff throwing over the middle. And it's picked off! Jeremy Chinn! And Washington will be going to the NFC Championship for the first time in 33 years.
Just incredible. If you ever wondered why sports and the NFL was a $20 billion plus a year business, well, you saw it last night. A magic carpet ride for the Commanders, coupled with unimaginable calamity for the kiddies from Motown. Let's get it. I'm just going to let Andy Pollin bask in the Natalie Merchant right now. How about these days, buddy?
Oh, they're sweet. And I'm sorry you moved out of the crime-ridden neighborhood so soon, because it's been gentrified.
I am so happy for you guys. Happily remarried, both of us. And I wouldn't change it for the world, but no, this is your moment. This is your team. This is your joy. But yes, truthfully, yes. Even if you were a neutral observer, everyone, I think, outside of Washington is marveling in the Jaden Daniels phenomenon. And there's quite a few people reveling in the Lions getting humbled, because that's the flip side of the coin from yesterday. They did not stay humble. They had won nothing. They had done nothing. And they were already making space for their championship banner.
Yeah, you know, there's some of that, but I think that I like Dan Campbell, and I was dead wrong about him. You know, I thought when they hired him, he was talking about biting kneecaps, that he was a lunkhead and he was going to be one and done. The team has played well, but in this big moment, which, you know, remember last year when he lost the championship game, he indicated that the window might be closing.
He said now in tears last year, this might have been our only shot.
Yeah.
And they are going to lose their OC and their DC by the time the sun comes up, probably by the time the streets are plowed on Monday morning in DC.
Yeah. And what did they say? No team that lost both coordinators ever went to the Super Bowl the following year. So yeah,
I did not see that stat, but my God, there's so many stats, so many receipts, so many plays in this game alone that deserve scrutiny. But let's just go to the number one receipt of all time, and that is Dan Orlovsky, who I trust you are a fan of on ESPN.
Yes.
As
a
sensible, credible broker of opinions, right?
Yeah, he says that he watches every game, and I believe it, because he is prepared every time he goes on. Does he get things wrong? Yes, he does. But by and large, he's done his homework.
This is maybe one of the all-time receipts I've ever seen in internet history. This is on Leap Day, Feb 29 of last year. So early in the off-season dick cycle, I call it the draft industrial complex, Andy, in which insanity takes over. Oh, early in the offseason cycle, here's what Orlovsky said about what the Bears should do at 1-1.
I don't get the sense you think it's that simple.
I have not thought that Caleb Williams was a lock at number one because I thought Drake May would be the guy. I was wrong in that. Jaden Daniels should be the guy. If I were the Chicago Bears right now, I would take Jaden Daniels out of LSU. That is not a knock on Caleb Williams. That is a plus. And Jaden Daniels, I think number one, when you watch all these guys play, the best thrower, the best guy against man coverage, ball placement wise, is Jaden Daniels. Number two, when we're talking about explosive play, like guys who have to throw the ball downfield, what does it look like? Jaden Daniels throws the ball best downfield. And then number three, who's got the best pocket piece? When I say piece, it's P-E-A-C-E. All these guys are athletic. It's no longer like this plus. Every one of these guys has that attribute. The patience and the peace within the pocket, he's the best at. Candidly, I think when it comes to what guy had the best game, none of these guys' games compared to Jaden Daniels against Florida. If you just watch that player versus the University of Florida, you would go, that's the best player in college football, and he's going to be the guy that transfers the best into the NFL. Caleb Williams is fantastic. I think Jaden Daniels is better.
Yeah, I just looked back.
Damn, Andy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Lewis Riddick went to the pro days, and he said the same thing. He said he would take, if he were the Bears, he would have taken Daniels number one. I don't know if he went as far as what you heard Orlovsky say about pocket peace. I think that's a great way to put it. I haven't seen anything like this since Joe Montana. It's remarkable. Absolutely remarkable.
You can't rattle him. You can't catch him. And he is incredibly smart with everything about the game. I'm watching Baldinger this morning, and he is talking about, okay, look at this play here. It's not really significant. It was like a 6-yard scramble, but it was how he decoded what was going on at the line of scrimmage. This kid is unreal. And here's what's crazy. The Bears never even had him in for an interview.
Yeah. Foolish Bears.
Well, why would they not do that?
Because they knew they were going to take Caleb Williams, and they still might have taken Caleb Williams, even if they had brought him in for an interview. But this guy is going to be the next great quarterback in the NFL. And there's one thing.
He's here.
Well, he might be.
He's here. He has more wins in the playoffs than negative plays through two games. Negative plays being sacks, fumbles, interceptions. Yeah, unheard of.
His passer rating versus the blitz is like 94. I mean, the numbers are mind-blowing. And here's something else. We said for years and years, well, in the NCAA tournament, a 16 is never going to beat a 1. It's happened twice. Could a rookie win the Super Bowl? Yes,
well,
it could happen.
A rookie has never been at quarterback.
Never been, also. Yeah.
Yes, it's truly incredible. But back to the Bears for a second. So you're talking about picking the wrong guy of two guys who are considered the easy 1-2. It was just a matter of who's one, who's two. And they don't even bring in the guy for an interview who turns out to be better by a wide margin right away than number one. How is that not football malpractice?
It is football malpractice. It's an organization owned by a 102-year-old woman. And they do things very cheaply, I'm told. Like, for example, when they interviewed Dan Quinn, they flew him in by coach. I mean, this. Look, I could write a thesis on how a organization is run poorly. I chronicled, along with your help, the entire Dan Snyder run.
I know.
And you can't do it any worse than he did it. And what has happened is they did an about face. They had ownership, which hired great people, got out of the way and let them do their job. And look at what you got.
What's amazing is that Ryan Poles, the general manager, who didn't bring in Daniels for at least an interview, who turned down Jim Harbaugh, still has a job.
Yeah.
Imagine being a Bear fan knowing you turned down Harbaugh and Daniels, and the guy who did it is now in charge of hiring your next guy. And they're leaning now, get this, late breaking news yesterday, they're leaning towards maybe hiring Eddie George as their head coach. Oh my God, Andy, to be a Bear fan requires the patience of Job.
Well, and I had the patience of Job because Vinny Serrato was here for 10 years. And
yes, he was.
When you watch that and you go, well, you know, that's how a poorly run organization operates. You got bad people at the top, and you got bad people because you know you can meddle with them. It's not going to matter if you tell them what to do. And that's what happened there.
Yeah. Somebody made a great point. They said, man, Brian Kelly must have really sucked both at LSU and at Notre Dame. Notre Dame is in the national championship tonight, and Jaden Daniels is in the NFC championship game as a rookie.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, especially with LSU. Now, here's the thing about Daniels. After his first year at LSU, which would have been his fourth year in college, he was not projected to be even a first or second round pick, third round at best. His mother called Mel Kiper to see what he should do. Yeah. And Mel said he can, he said he's probably going to be a third or fourth round pick. He should go back to school for his senior year. And he did.
Yeah, he's incredibly grounded. This is a magic carpet ride that the Commanders are on, having won seven games this year on the last play from scrimmage, unprecedented, five in a row to close out the year. And now after a dismantling of the Lions team that, give your guys full credit, Andy, they won this game. They shocked and awed the Lions, who were not humble and did not want to play the game required to win. Do you hear that? I gave full credit. But I'm going to tell you the flip side of the coin to this entire story is what happened to the Lions and why. And we're going to get to Campbell in just a second. But there are plays that stand out that make you say, are you fucking kidding me? And it's not even the Jameson Williams pick down 10 fourth quarter. We'll get to that, Andy. Let's start at the start. They go up 7-0. Okay, everything's great. Yay, we're the Lions. We're going to the Super Bowl. Road goes through Detroit. Blah, blah, blah. They're up 7-3 after a field goal by crazy Zane Gonzalez. Shout out to his battles with OCD. It's a real disorder. It's tough for a lot of people. Okay, I want to make that clear on the podcast because I was too flip with his OCD last week. Okay. Up 7-3, and they're at the plus 18, 3rd and 1. They're gashing the shit out of this 27th ranked Commanders run defense, and they go empty set, arrogant, and Goff gets strip sacked for a fumble. That was the start of many miscues. They're down 17-14. They got the ball at the minus 18. It's 2nd down and 14. This is where you need to calm down, everybody. Calm down. This is going to be a fight. We're not going to just go, yay, we're the Lions. We're awesome. Look at our offense. It's 2nd and 14, and Goff turns down a wide-open Laporta for an easy 10-yard gain on what would be a get-back-on-schedule play to set up 3rd and 4. What does he do, Andy? Throws into quadruple coverage for a pick six and a concussion that was cured by the blue tent of medical miracles.
Yeah, well, that was a bad call. That should have been roughing the passer. And
of course it should have. Yes, I know. But still, look, this league, there's a lot of problems. And we'll get to the Saints game or the Chiefs game against the Texans in just a second when it comes to protecting quarterbacks and who does and who does not get protected. Then 31-28 later in the game, Washington leads, and Brian Branch blitzes. This is on 2nd and 9 for the Commanders at their own 31. 6:20 left in the third. Daniels, he couldn't come close to him. He sees it. He hops right out of the way of Brian Branch and with a free runner gets a first down with ease. That's part of the brilliance of Daniels. He's too quick. He's too slippery. You can't catch him. Can't rattle him. Like Orlovsky said, he's got too much pocket piece. You can't catch him when he runs. Then 38-21, 14 and change left in the fourth. Commanders have 4th and 2 at the 6, and the Lions have 12 men on the field. Brady, who gets a lot of shit, had it wired from the start. He's screaming, timeout, timeout, timeout. Penalty, half the distance to the goal. What's half of a 5-yard penalty? 2.5 yards. They need
a first
two.
Down.
Commanders punch it down, punch it in on 1st and goal. And then the pièce de résistance, 38-28, Lions trailing, 12-13 left in the fourth. They're driving. There's an ocean of time. You're down 10. There's 12 minutes, an ocean of time. And Ben Johnson, with I presume the permission of crazy Dan Campbell, calls for a snip, snap, flip, double reverse, wide receiver option pass. 1st down and 10 it was. 1st and fucking 10. Everyone watching that play, I'm sure, like me, saw Williams hesitate on the first read because the Commanders have it covered. What is the one iron law of trick plays where you let a running back or a wide receiver throw it?
They always throw. They always throw.
Exactly. Because this is their moment. The notion to tuck it and run and scrub the play and live another down doesn't exist for them. This is their moment. They have their own Topps bubblegum card in their minds. printed of them throwing this great touchdown pass. So he throws it to a player who was fucking falling down at the time in San Brazil. What a shit interception that was. Who called the code red? Was it Ben Johnson? Was it Dan Campbell? Doesn't matter. You put the ball in the hands of a guy who got suspended for parlays on his phone and air fucked the end zone earlier in the game to make a good decision with the game and everything on the line. You deserve everything after that, Detroit Lions. I'm sorry, but you do. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, this is an organization which has endured some awful things over the years, hasn't won a championship since 1957, has never been to a Super Bowl.
So yep. Here was Dan Campbell after the game.
It just hurts to lose, man. And I don't care if you're the 7 seed, 6 seed, 5 seed, 1 seed, because I've lost at all of them damn near, and it stings, and it hurts. It hurts. It's hard, you know, when you lose these games, man. It's like the players, you know. What they put into it, a lot of people don't know, you know, what they go through. You have to get up. Bodies beat to shit, and you know, mentally stay locked in and do those things. So, long season. It's my fault.
Yeah. It's my fault. Now, look, I like this guy. I really do. He's done a tremendous job to change the culture. But until he changes one more click and evolves one more iteration, he will never stand on the mountaintop because he vibrates too emotionally. There is a time. He talks about they got to be locked in, Andy. Was he locked in? No. When the game was spinning, they had a tight shot of him on the sideline. Oh my God, you should have seen his face if you saw that. Yeah. He was a coach who was swimming. The best coaches are still stoics when all the shit is flying around them on the sideline. Whether it's Belichick or anyone else, they have the focus when shit is going crazy. He was swimming emotionally in the moment of, fuck, we can't stop Daniels. Fuck, we've lost 3 more defensive players all in our secondary. Fuck, we're losing and all of our trick shit ain't working.
Yep. Do you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the 83 upset North Carolina State over Houston. And Houston could not hit a free throw. And Jim Valvano kept putting him on the line. And Guy V. Lewis, with his checkered red towel, was hiding his face in the towel as his players went to the line and bricked free throw after free throw. Yeah, they read the body language. And Dan Quinn is also a gambler, but he doesn't have that look on the sidelines. And when they don't get it, it's okay. We're going to live to do it another day. And they feed off of that. You're absolutely right. You know, the guy that really started that was Tom Landry. Tom Landry had been a fighter pilot in World War II, and his plane was going down, and somehow he managed to land the plane, and he said to himself, in any moment of crisis, I need to act calm, and that's why he was stone-faced on the sidelines. Now, he lost a lot of championship games, too, but he was a great coach in large part because of that.
Wow. To channel my inner Eddie Griswold, you serious, Clark?
Yeah.
That's, like, seriously... That's true about Landry. He got shot down as a fighter pilot.
No, I don't know if he was shot down, but the plane was in a position where it was going to crash.
Oh, okay.
And somehow he managed to get it to land safely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Things I was today years old when I learned from Uncle Andy.
I really respected him. I was around the team for 2 years, and I really admired him.
Yeah. I respected him but hated him because they were so good and because they would break the hearts of Redskin fans all over the place. And I'll never forget The one time he got mad enough to break on the sideline, which was when Danny White called an audible, and you could see Landry exhort, "No, Danny, no."
Yeah.
Remember, remember how remarkable that was? Like, holy shit, Tom Landry just showed some emotion.
Right. Well, that was Danny White, who sat behind Roger Staubach for a few years. Staubach retired, and he said, "Now's my chance to be Staubach." You ain't Staubach, buddy. You ain't that guy.
They're like, "Look, we didn't let Staubach call the plays. What the fuck are you doing?"
Yes. Staubach also a green beret. Okay. Yeah. So a little bit different makeup than you, Danny.
Yeah. The World Series, Super Bowl, the Olympics. The world's top athletes get to play in these top level sporting events thanks to one thing: teamwork. And teamwork can also protect your financial legacy and your family's future. SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents are the perfect teammates when shopping for a customized, affordable life insurance plan. They can find you the right policy to keep your financial legacy safely in your family's end zone. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe. Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamonds South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. use the funds on other bets, or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag. So here you are on a Sunday, as we speak on Sunday morning, awaiting to see who you will play and where you will go for a trip to New Orleans and the Super fucking Bowl. How do you feel right now?
Well, I related it to this on Twitter. You know, the chant, "We want Dallas," and most people associate that with the NFC Championship game in 83 where they beat Dallas. It had actually started the week before,
right,
when they were closing out the Vikings, and they played that on a Saturday. The Cowboys played Green Bay on a Sunday. Green Bay was an underdog for sure, but Dallas was the only team that Washington had lost to in that strike-shortened season. They finished 8-1 during the season that was cut out by 2 months. So they wanted Dallas again. They wanted them, and they got them, and they blew their doors off. That was so sweet. So Eagles being a division opponent, and they lost to them at Philadelphia, I like to see them go up there and win that game.
Yeah. It's just incredible, heady stuff right now. Very happy for you and the rest of the Commander faithful. And if I may, Andy, I would like to bring in somebody right now that has been a longtime listener of yours and mine and of ours. All right?
Yeah, sure.
Let me see if I can bring him up here. I might have to edit this out. Putting you on hold there. FaceTime video. Let's see if he pops up. I don't know why they don't let... there he is.
Oh, hello.
All right. Andy Poland, say hello to one young Garrett Harding. How old are you now, Garrett?
I'm 32.
32, Andy. Garrett is one of my golf goombas. He played in a Potomac Cup for me, and he is part of the lost generation of fans. Listened to you and I for years as it was as hopeless as can be. Garrett, how you doing, buddy? You told me last night, you go, look, if we win, I need 15 minutes with you on the podcast.
I asked for 5 to 10. 15 would be great.
And you thought it was just going to be me, and I brought Andy with you because you were a listener all those years, like Ken Beatrice would say, and you're a listener.
God love you, Garrett. You've been with us forever.
Andy, it's a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Pleasure to talk to you. It's a new day. It's morning in America, right?
It is. I mean, it's a little cloudy out, but it honestly is the most beautiful morning there could have been.
Dude, Garrett, you have lived and loved the Redskins turned football team turned Commanders for so long. And being 32, your formative years, let's see. Let's call the best years, Andy, for a sports fan as a kid are between 10 and 18, right?
I would say the sweet spot is 14. 14 is before you can drive, before the girls are really a factor.
Agreed.
It means everything to you. Right. That's the sweet spot.
I would say 8 to 16 is the sweetest spot of all. What years, chronological years, Garrett, were 8 to 16 for you? Because I'm bad at math.
Oh God. I mean, that was the dark era for me. I mean,
so when you were 8, what year was it?
Oh God.
I'm making you do math on a Sunday morning.
Boy, you are bad.
Shouldn't be that hard.
32 minus 8. I mean, that's 24 years ago.
99. So about 99, yeah. Andy.
When he bought the team.
So
yeah,
pretty much when Garrett Harding came of age as a young lad in Maryland did you grow up?
Like Annapolis Bowie area.
Yeah. Bowie, hon.
Bowie.
You know, right. When he came of age, the shit sandwich was fresh out of the Dan Snyder oven.
I mean, you know, honestly, my first vivid memory being a fan was being in some basement in 1999 with my dad watching the Bucks Redskins game. And I vividly remember everybody being so upset when they muffed the snap and then missed it and then, you know, couldn't get the kickoff.
Dan
that
Turk.
Was like my that was my first, vivid memory.
Vivid memory. That's a good thing to talk about, Andy, because what is your first vivid Redskin memory?
My first?
Yeah, your first.
Yeah, probably watching a game on TV with my dad. I went to my first game at then DC Stadium in 1968 when the team was bad and it was bitterly cold, and I made him stay till the end, but they beat the Detroit Lions, and it's one of the best sports experiences of my life. And by the time I got to be 14, like I say, the sweet spot, that was the year they went to the Super Bowl under George Allen, and they lost to the Dolphins, and it took me a week to get over it. I mean, I was stunned for a week. I couldn't live with myself.
One of my first vivid memories was Joe Theismann running the ball out of the end zone, hot dog style, to try to run out the clock, risking a fumble or a bigger disaster. A similar play to what happened in the Chiefs game, except it was like, holy shit. And that was probably, what, 79? Hold on, Garrett, something's going on with your phone. Is that you? Okay. All right.
78. Yeah. And boy, they let you stay up. That was a Monday night game.
It was a Monday night game, 1978. Yeah. And I'm 10 years old. But what happened, Garrett, was when I came of age, the glory began and lasted a decade.
Yep.
Plus, you came of age and it was nonstop misery, clownification, and hubris. Unbelievable. Yep. And now you're delivered from that. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you, man. My dad would tell me, you know, for years on end about, you know, Garrett, I hope one day you can experience what I got to experience. My dad got to go to the NFC Championship game at RFK when they played the Vikings. My dad, he would tell me the stadium would like literally rock. And I was in the back of my mind, I was like, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to see something like that. And now here I am waking up on a Sunday morning. We're 60 minutes away from a Super Bowl. Like, I think I'm going to wake up tomorrow and this is going to be a dream. I'm hoping it's not. but I keep pinching myself, hoping it is not a dream, and it doesn't seem to be.
Yeah. You are a year younger than my son. And I went to a Super Bowl party when they played the Bills when he was 6 months old. And we took him in a little bed, whatever that is, bassinet. And I looked at him and I said, oh, we're going to have some fun growing up watching this team win. And his life mirrors yours. I mean, and he really is not that big of a fan. He got more into his fantasy football team than anything else.
I mean, what's been cool for me too is my dad hasn't really watched games for honestly probably 5 or 6 years, maybe even longer, because he was so sick of Dan Snyder. And the last like 7 weeks, my dad's texted me every single Sunday asking me what I think of what's going to happen in the game. And then he texted me again last night, asking me what I thought about the game and what was going to happen. And just like the joy that I know my dad is actually enjoying watching his team again is pretty cool.
Well, that's an incredible blessing right there that your father is still with you and you can enjoy this. So I hope that you have many more nights like this with your father. Can I ask you, Garrett, if you were all about Jaden Daniels from the go when he was drafted?
So I did not know much about him. So the only time that I became all in on Jaden was actually a former Packer, Kurt Benekert, who does like film breakdowns all the time.
Kurt Benekert. Yes. We know him quite well in Green Bay.
Yes. He did a full like 30-minute YouTube breakdown of Jaden's college film. And when I watched that, I was 100% sold.
Yeah. So Benekert and Orlovsky have the most receipts earliest on. This dude is the dude. Forget his skinny little bird legs. Forget the fact that he ran more than he probably should have or needed to in college. Just look at the fucking passing. It is on time, on point, and deadly.
Yeah, so after I watched that video, I was all in. And then Orlovsky helped too with his film breakdown. So, like, that's when I was in. But when he threw that first throw in preseason to, like, I can't, it might have been to Dynami Brown. It was like a 60-yard bomb up the right side. When I saw that throw, I was like, we might have a guy.
Exactly.
Well,
No, go ahead, Andy.
I was going to say that in this win over Detroit, he ran 16 times, and nobody's blinking. He ran 16 times in the opener against Tampa Bay, and some of us came away saying, this guy ain't going to last. He can't do that.
I think I even texted you, Andy, saying he's going to fucking break himself in the first game.
And you you texted back, calm down.
Yeah, I did. I did. But I also came away thinking this cannot sustain over the course of a season. And the reason that it has is he's learned how to run. He runs out of bounds most of the time. He'll take an occasional hit, but it's I mean, he couldn't even really slide properly in the first game. He was doing a head first slide. And he's learned how to run. So he may get injured along the way. All quarterbacks eventually do, but he's come a long way in protecting himself.
Yeah, and he also has that great ability to not take like massive shots, which so far has been a blessing. But the other thing that I'm all in about him, and Zabe, you've talked about it too. I think even Smoot mentioned it on your podcast. I like sometimes get a little worried with like his complete lack of emotion. Like I love it, but it's also like, dude, do you have any pulse? Like, does your heart beat at all?
Yeah, I'm not. You're not still worried about that though, are you?
No, I love it. I mean, we have a psychopath at quarterback. Nothing bothers him at all.
Yeah.
Oh, he is so grounded. Like he's what RG3 faked being. Do you remember, Andy, when I said stupidly that RG3 was, quote, mature beyond his years?
Well, we all bought that because he was a big BSer. He
I know.
He knew how to do the press conference.
He fucking duped me so bad, and I feel like such a clown for saying it. Daniels is the opposite of that. He
doesn't
fucking
want to show you. He doesn't give you a lot. His press conferences are not, you know, they're not scintillating, but he gives you, you know, what you need, and that's it. That's not the way you know what happened after they kicked the winning field goal against Tampa?
Yeah.
He looked around for the PR guy for the team because he knew he would have to do some interviews.
Right.
That's what was on his mind.
Right.
Like, okay, let's get this out of the way because we got another game next week.
Yeah. I remember when our kicker missed two field goals in overtime in London and still did an interview with television afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Dustin Hopkins. Dipshit. Yeah. He's still kicking for Cleveland. So.
Barely. He's hanging on by a thread. But anyway, so all the gang was there last night, boys. Joe Gibbs was brought in. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant was there, Beltsville native.
Magic.
You know, Magic, of course, being part of the team. Can you guys handle being the darlings of the league right now? Can you handle it, Andy and Garrett?
Yes, I can because the quarterback knows how to handle it and the coach knows how to handle it. The coach, the coach has scars from probably the worst Super Bowl loss ever.
He's been humbled.
Yeah.
The coach has been humbled. The quarterback is grounded. And the owner is a local guy from D.C., but he also owns a basketball team, and so he's worried about, fixing that hot mess in Philly, which is good because it won't make him dig in on getting his fingers too deep in what's going on with the football team in D.C.
He's successful because, as he says, you hire good people and you let them do their job, which is the exact opposite of that little bum who's rolling around on a yacht somewhere.
Garrett, do you follow the Dan Snyder Yacht Tracker on Twitter?
I do. It's great.
It's great. Andy, do you?
I do. When you put it up, I'm not.
you see it when I comment on it. So Dan Snyder's Yacht Tracker, because I guess you have to register your boat with public authorities. And so you can't hide on the open ocean, right? People can track you. And the Lady S, as he calls it, the Lady Snyder, was parked off the coast of Amsterdam in the Netherlands. And I said, just another asshole billionaire on a big boat parked somewhere where nobody gives a shit. It's poetry.
Yeah. He can't come back to his hometown. I mean, he could not walk into a restaurant like the Palm and get any kind of warmth.
Or people Olives. Is Olives still open? Remember when Olives was the hot restaurant that he would take free agents to wow them?
He had a media party there, which I went to, maybe two of them.
Get out of here.
No, he did.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, like people are going, wow, I guess Dan Snyder was the problem. And to that, Garrett, the only response is you have no fucking idea how he was the problem, right?
Yep. Him, Bruce Allen, that whole entire operation, man.
Clowns.
Bruce Allen was seen as somebody who would get things right. He finally dumped Vinny after 10 years.
But he was a drunk. They went from a clown in Vinny to a drunk in Bruce.
Yeah.
And then hired drunks. McLuhan, drunk. Jay Gruden, drunk. McLuhan. I know I'm saying this. Andy gets very sketchy, Garrett, when I say things that are perfectly fair comment in public discourse, but Andy thinks he's going to get sued or something.
No. Actually, McLuhan, whether he was drunk or not, actually did a good job. The problem was he was getting too much credit. Bruce didn't like him and got rid of him.
He was still drinking. And there were incidents with media members that I'm not going to get into because that is hearsay and it's actionable. But I know about him, and so do you. It went from bad to just different bad with Snyder all the way until the very end. Remember, he was having his cheerleaders basically pose nude on the side down in the Bahamas on team trips because he's a fucking creep.
He wasn't posing. No, it was worse. Worse than them posing.
What?
They had shots that they weren't aware of. The good bits, as his boy, put together the video, Larry Michael, and entertained Snyder.
Hey, pal.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it was as bad an ownership as there has ever been in sports, and that probably includes Donald Sterling.
Question. So everything is a magic fucking carpet ride right now. There's pretty much no downside. If you go to Philly next week and you lose, it was still an amazing season. If you go to LA and lose, it'll be even more frustrating because you probably want LA, right? Boys,
100% on LA.
I want to knock out Philly.
Andy, I love that. I do love that, but I would prefer to play the Rams, but I would love to knock out Philly.
No.
Yeah. Andy's already getting greedy right now. We want Philly. We want Philly.
Well, whatever, but
okay,
you know,
so whatever happens, it's still a magic carpet ride. You guys are running into $100 million in cap space, I understand.
Yep. And
draft picks. How many picks do the Commanders have?
I think they have six, maybe.
Okay.
No, they got more than that.
Do they have more than that?
In the Marshawn Lattimore deal, I don't know how many they traded there, but they've got the cupboard is well stocked. Remember, Adam Peters worked under Bill Belichick, and Belichick always had a storage room full of picks.
All right,
remember that?
Even with the Lattimore pick, you still have a pick in the first, second, and third round. So that's pretty darn good. You're missing a fourth, but you got a pick in the fifth and the sixth and two in the seventh. So that's a decent cupboard of picks right there. A bunch of cap room. You've got a team. He's not the GM, Peters. He's the director of football ops. What is his title?
No, he's the general manager.
He's the general manager. Okay, fine.
Yeah, he's the GM.
Okay. Yeah. Very smart GM who quickly came in and cleared all the shit out of fucking Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera, by the way, delusional prick. I'd never seen this quote, Andy, about him saying, if we go 8-8-1 this year, that was his last season, and Snyder fires me, and next year they win the division with 40 of the 53 players we drafted and the same quarterback, I'm vindicated. Send me my Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, he said that to John Kime before before his last season.
What and, fucking world does he live in?
Right. Well, the quarterback wasn't wanted. He's now stinks as a backup in Seattle. They didn't win eight. They won four. And the quarterback is new. Everybody's new. The best moment in the Adam Peters run so far.
No, Andy, I know what you're going to say.
Conference when he was asked, what do you think of the current roster? Yeah. And there was a 3.5 second pause before he said there were parts.
Yeah,
that, were parts. To me, will stand as the big moment of when things began to change.
Yeah. I'm happy for both you guys. I'm also happy for athletes like Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin got
He deserves it.
He got misdrafted, boys, as a third rounder out of the Ohio State University because that school is so loaded with wideouts that he was kind of a third option there and a special teamer. But then that first game in Philly, you remember it, he fucking exploded onto the screen like, holy shit. And then for the next 5 years, he was dealt dog shit QB after dog shit QB. And he not only didn't complain, but he signed a new contract. And the play he made to break the game open last night was sick. Just sick. He's really good. He's the best receiver most of the NFL and fandom don't talk about, in my opinion.
Well, he's an absolute mensch. He comports himself in the exact opposite way of T.O. And he has Andy Dufresne. He has climbed through the tunnel of manure and come out the other side.
Did you guys see the Terry McLaurin tunnel speech with expletives before the Buccaneers game?
Yeah, that fired me up. That was incredible.
Yeah, it was really good. It was like a side of him you don't see a whole lot, and he was just getting after it.
Yeah, yeah, he's a leader. He's bided his time. He's never said a bad word about the organization, and I think he's got a chance to really do some things post playing career in Washington, whether it's in business or politics or coaching, whatever he wants to do, he's gonna be successful.
He reminds to me, he's like the modern day Gary Clark. He reminds me a lot of Gary Clark.
I love
spry
Gary,
but, and explosive. What?
But no, he. I love
he's
Gary.
Better?
But he's not. Well, he's different in that Gary would sometimes they'd have to calm him down.
Yeah,
on
Gary
the
would sidelines. Gary would get emotional. He would pout at times. For yeah. Sure.
Also, a nice guy. Believe me, I did some TV with him. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
But he's the way that Terry McLaurin is able to and really Gary was not necessarily a leader on that team. They didn't need him to be one. But I think they're different temperaments.
The last thing was it takes, you know, generational talent, a sprinkle of luck. I saw where our boy Kevin Sheehan said, thank you, Greg Zuerlein. That's in reference to last year when Zuerlein missed a kick, I presume. I don't remember it exactly. That would have given the Commanders a win. That would have taken them out of position for Jaden Daniels?
I think it was the miss that gave New England an extra win that gave them.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's what that was.
Is that it, Garrett?
I think he actually made like a 52-yarder on us to beat us as the time expires so that we could keep the number 2 pick.
He was with the Giants last year, right?
Yeah, so he was with we played the Jets and he made like a 52-yarder on us to make
right.
And so we got to keep the second overall pick.
And this comes after the football team lost out on Burrow because of a touchdown that the Dolphins let you guys score. Or no, a 2-point conversion, Andy, that the Dolphins laid down for in advance of the Burrow draft.
Well, they also had started Tua in that game, and Ryan Fitzpatrick came in the game too late to pull it out. So
they were tanking. The Dolphins were tanking, and the Commanders or football team didn't realize, don't fucking score here.
But you know how nuts the Snyder run was? That I don't think it's out of the question that because he had Haskins, his guy that he hopped off the yacht and told him to draft because he went to his son's high school, that he might have told Ron Rivera, okay, the main condition of this job is he's your quarterback, and if we have number one, we're going to take Chase Young. I think that could have been entirely possible.
Really?
Yeah, wow. That's how poorly that organization was run then.
Yeah. So it takes a little bit of divine intervention, a generational talent, and also just a little bit of timing and luck, which is the stuff of sports. That's why people are sports fans, for both good and bad. And you guys are living the high side of it. Lions fans are living the low side of it.
Look, Jerry Krause was not 100% wrong when he said organizations win championships. Doesn't hurt if your organization has Michael Jordan.
Well, it doesn't hurt, but you're not supposed to say it when you have Michael Jordan.
Right.
That's part of what he didn't understand.
But the point is that there are organizations that are good and they're there every year because they're well run. This organization was run horrifically for 24 years. Horrifically.
Also, a little bit of luck that Ben Johnson turned up his nose and sniffed at you guys, calling them the basketball guys, referring to Harris, who owns the Sixers, and Magic being on as a minority partner. So you kind of dodged a bullet there because Kingsbury's been fucking great.
Kingsbury, well, it's Kingsbury, but also Quinn. I think what they underestimated was culture change. And I don't think young Ben Johnson would have changed the culture in the way that Dan Quinn did. I mean, Ron Rivera used to say he changed the culture. He didn't change the culture. Dan Quinn changed the culture.
Garrett, who was the runner-up to Quinn for the job? Do you remember?
I mean, I know they originally wanted Ben Johnson and then they wanted McDonald from Baltimore, their defensive coordinator. I know those were like the top two, I believe. And then Dan Quinn was like the sleeper pick. I mean, I as a fan was 100% wrong on Quinn, and I'm glad really? I have been wrong. Oh yeah, I definitely didn't like the hire, but I love the hire now, and he definitely has changed the culture. I mean, he's perfect for what we needed.
Have you gone and deleted your social medias that you don't want any freezing cold takes of Garrett Harding from back in
the day? It 100% was a freezing cold take within my group chat because I definitely wanted Ben Johnson. But you know what?
My nephew is a trainer with the Falcons, and I texted him when they hired Quinn, and he said he would walk through fire for that guy. So
I also love the college shot put photos of Dan Quinn. Because he was like a state champ in shot put, and he looked every bit of it with this incredible Hulk-like torso.
Yeah, that was Salisbury State, so it wasn't like it was NCAA, you know, Division I. But
Andy, why do you got to shit on things like that? You know,
I'm not shitting on it. I'm just giving you the facts. You made it sound like he was Jim Thorpe. He wasn't. He was a good athlete at that level.
And if that wasn't good enough for you boys, who's now on the clock as the owner with the longest drought in the conference championship game round? Jerry Jones down in Dallas, who's on a solo mission to find his next head coach. And it's looking more and more like he's falling under the undeniable spell of prime time. All right, boys, soak it in. These are days. Garrett, way to go, my friend. And we'll see what happens next week.
Yep, thanks, Dave. Andy, right. Pleasure talking to you, man.
All right. Good talking to you. There you go. Andy, that's part of the lost generation, you know? Yep. They had nothing for so long. You and I had stuff back in the day, but they had nothing.
I have a son a year older, and I could provide him with suite tickets, which he went, yeah, okay, I'll see if some of my friends want to go.
All right. Andy, good to talk to you as always. Enjoy the stress-free football today. And stay humble, as they say. Lest the gods of football come and smote ye down. Stay humble.
Well, you don't see me bebopping and strutting very often, do you?
No. Well, in certain ways sometimes. But still.
Yeah, well, I can tell you what it's like to have a team in the NFC Championship game. I know your new girlfriend, when you were dating, did not make it. So
okay.
I can tell you about that.
Okay, you know what? We bet in that game, and we lost that game, okay? And so don't lecture me like this is some foreign thing, pal. All right? This is part of what's going to get you in trouble. But next year, Commanders Packers at Lambeau Field, for the right to the Super Bowl, anybody, Now that would be something. I can assure you of that.
It could happen.
All right. Just don't win it. Don't win it all. You'll never get off the Commander's name. Do you think the Commander's name is stuck now, basically?
It's getting closer to being stuck, yeah.
All right. All right, Andy. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, my friend.
All right, Zabe. Take care.
There you go.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamond South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a 5-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino.
Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh no. With MyBookie and its cash out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.